Last week, you guys got an earful about militant vegetarians and the stench they bring to the collective quality of human thought. And like I said, if you're not in one group, then most of the time, people will assume you're in the opposite group. So inevitably, when people hear what I think of vegetarians, I get some Republican Dukes of Hazzard reject patting me on the back and saying, "You know, you're all right. Why don't we go out hunting sometime?" Hey, that's a good idea. Though if you don't mind, why don't I start by blasting a few rounds of buckshot into your stupid ass? I'd much rather get myself a 6-point Budweiser drinking Bush supporting inbred hick. At least I'd be doing the human gene pool a favor that way. That's right, I'm not a vegetarian or a murderer. Okay, so you call it hunting. Strange though, when some raving pro-lifer stalks a doctor and kills him, that's murder. The only difference is pro-lifers are retarded from birth. You idiots fried all your brain cells sniffing up cans of WD-40 in front of Hee-Haw. I do not understand the desire to blow another life form to bits just because you can. Just because you have the power to do something doesn't mean you have to do it. You don't have to jump into a vat of boiling goat sperm just because you happen to be able to. You could grab that stapler and staple your balls together, couldn't you? Or try to sell photographs of you anal raping your brother's livestock to a Texas state trooper. Why don't you do one of those things instead? That way you're the only idiot who gets fucked up and not some forest animal who's never even heard of Roy Clark or Buck Owen. Oh, I've heard plenty of reasons why you do it. It connects me with the beauty in nature. What's the point in beauty if we can't find some way to shoot more holes into it than the plot of Mission to Mars? How about I hunt you down and connect your face with the beauty of my titanium baseball bat? Put a good-sized dent in your cranium and at least it'd make a good cup holder. How about this? It's the thrill of the hunt. Ooh, that pisses me off more than anything. Some guy who thinks that hiding in the bushes with a rifle and smeared with grease paint makes him more of a man. Get over it, Hiawatha. You may think you're some big badass, but without that gun, those cute little forest animals will kick your ass. That's right, let's see how tough you feel when a fluffy little raccoon walks up and bitch slaps you across the face. On your knees, biatch! Besides, people who openly admit that they get a thrill out of taking life need to be drugged by the balls from the back of a Jeep for a while. That's just sick. I mean, okay, where's the thrill? You aim a long stick at an animal, you pull a little trigger, and it makes the animal not move anymore. Sounds pretty damn boring to me. I'd have more fun watching old ladies' boobs clap together while they're on the Stairmaster, personally. There is no thrill of the hunt. The thrill is in you being able to go out into the forest and wave the all-powerful arm of humanity like the touch of death and remove life from whatever crosses your path with little more than a thought and a twitch. It's a power trip, and that's all it is. Yeah, your woman got all uppity on you, so now you have to leave the trailer and go out into the woods to play God. And you call that hunting. You know what I call it? A redneck with a small penis. You've got to carry around a big gun to remind you that you're male, because if you had to tell by looking between your legs, then it'd be too easy to forget. You think it makes you look sexy, don't you? You think a woman's gonna see Bambi's head on your wall and get all moist over you. No wonder you haven't been laid in 12 years. Well, that and the stink. How many lives have been taken now over your shriveled little needle dick? Do the world a favor and find a way to make your penis seem bigger that doesn't involve destroying things. Like, get a girlfriend with small hands. Wear a strap-on or something, for God's sake. Just because these animals are running around with dangling sets of malehood that makes yours look smaller than Keanu Reeves' acting range doesn't mean you have to kill them. You're not going to be able to kill everything that has a bigger dick than you, especially with the way those rabbits multiply. What do you think of that? Tell you what, Billy Bob, you want to kill small, defenseless creatures? Grab a bar of soap and kill that micro-society of bacteria that's living on your stinking, beer-stained, redneck ass, okay? That should really get you off. And, okay, you know, there's some of you out there who insist that killing animals is okay as long as you use it for food and put all the parts to some use. Well, you guys aren't mega slime like these other guys, but I'm still pissed off at you. You've got good intentions. Now, if you just had more than half a brain, you might be onto something. I guess that means that I can rip off your leg, and as long as I make a jockstrap out of it and beat you senseless with what's left, then it makes it okay, right? I've heard people refer to it as thoughtful hunting. Yeah, just what is the most thoughtful way to murder an animal? I'll tell you what it is. Don't fucking shoot it in the first place. Last week I said that killing was necessary to survive. That doesn't mean it's good. It's a sad thing that life has to emerge from death, but right now, the world already has its quota of death to keep everyone alive. It's called the meat section at the grocery store. There's no point in taking even more life. It's necessary to kill so we can eat, but we have to use that responsibility wisely. Killing an animal for food when the local Safeway is completely stocked with meat is just as senseless as killing an animal and leaving it there. In all of nature, we are the only ones who are capable of choosing to protect and care for species other than ourselves. You want to exercise your superiority over the rest of nature? Then do the things the other animals can't do. Care for them even though you have the power to destroy them. This is to your tree-hugging, ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.